The Situational Leader, author Dr. Paul Hersey. Why the Situational Leader is a Business Classic. The Situational Leadership Model is a model developed by Paul Hersey and Ken Blanchard. While working on management of organizational behavior, the theory was first introduced as Life Cycle Theory of Leadership. During the mid-1970s, Life Cycle Theory of Leadership was renamed Situational Leadership Model. Normally, little can be accomplished without the cooperation of others. At home, in social settings, or on the job, you're often in situations where the behavior of other people determines your success. Managing people. The key to being an effective manager is leadership. It's a full-time job in which every minute must be spent wisely. The strategy presented will help you maximize results when working with people. Real-life situations are never static. They're in constant state of change. Things are either getting better or getting worse. Like any other skill, leadership effectiveness increases the more you understand and practice the skill. Leadership is any attempt to influence the behavior of another individual or group. Effective leaders make things happen. They don't sit around watching other people and waiting to react to whatever situations occur. They know what ought to happen, plan a way to make it happen, and take steps to see that it does. Management is working with and through others to accomplish organizational goals. This applies to more than just business. It applies to any organization, family, community, or little league. Leadership is a much broader concept than management. You can have a variety of different objectives in mind when you attempt to influence other people. In reality, management is a special form of leadership that involves the goals of the organization. Leadership itself can be attempted for any reason. Leadership styles. The leader's style can be described in various ways. Leadership style is the patterns of behavior, words and actions, of the leaders perceived by others. It is defined in terms of how the leader appears in the eyes of the beholder. You may see yourself as a very humanistic and caring person, but if your followers see you as a hard-nosed and bossy, their perceptions, not yours, will affect their behavior. As managers were observed and the behavior recorded, it became clear that the autocratic and democratic labels did not describe accurately how they did things. As a result, the behaviors managers engaged in were classified as task behavior and relationship behavior. Task behavior is the extent to which the leader engages in spelling out the duties and responsibilities of an individual or group. The behavior includes telling people what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, and who's to do it. Relationship behavior is the extent to which the leader engages in two-way or multi-way communication, if there's more than one person. The behaviors include listening, encouraging, facilitating, providing clarification, and giving socio-emotional support. In looking at leadership style, the focus is on behavior. There is this distinct difference between behavior and attitude. Behavior is what leaders say and do. An attitude is a feeling, value, or concern for or against something. It is a person's behavior that will evoke a response in someone else. It is difficult to predict a behavior from an attitude. People who have similar attitude or value sets about something may engage in a variety of different behaviors. Managers observed in work setting used both task behavior and relationship behavior to influence their people. Managers were found successful using mainly a high amount of task behavior, while others were successful using mainly high amount of relationship behavior. Assessing the situation. Leader effectiveness depends on the interaction among the leader, follower, boss, associates, organization, job demands, and time constraints. These are the factors that tend to be present in the environment at any particular time. A change in one way may create a change in the others. The first factor is the leader. Leaders bring their leadership style and attitudes to the situation. The leader is an important factor in the environment, but not the only one. Followers also bring attitudes and behaviors to the situation, both individually and collectively. Effectiveness is determined by the interaction between the patterns of behavior and values of both the leader and the follower. The leader's boss can also affect success. Everybody in an organization is accountable to someone. Even the president of a corporation has a boss. The chairman of the board. Most leaders are influenced by their boss. Another variable is the key associates of the leader. Key associates are organizational peers whose cooperation is needed for the leader to get the job done. Job demands are another variable. These are the followers' perceptions of the work the leader has them doing. However, if people are doing jobs that are exciting to them and that they find challenging, close supervision may not be required. Another factor is the time available for making and implementing decisions. Leaders cannot consistently be on top of all the variables within the environment on a moment-to-moment basis. Research has shown that there is one variable that is crucial. This is the relationship between the leader and the follower, selecting appropriate styles. It's not enough to know that there are four different leadership styles from which to choose. You need to consider each unique situation in order to understand which of the styles is most appropriate. Situational leadership is based on interplay among 1. The amount of task behavior a leader provides, 2. The amount of relationship behavior a leader provides, and 3. The readiness level that followers demonstrate in performing a specific task or activity. Effective leaders know how to tailor their style to specific situations when attempting to influence the behavior of others. When attempting to influence others, your job is to 1. Diagnose the readiness level of the follower for a specific task, and 2. Provide the appropriate leadership style for that situation. Taking charge. Leaders who understand and know how to use power are more effective than those who do not or will not. To successfully influence the behavior of others, the leader should understand the impact of power on the various leadership styles. Since power bases drive your leadership styles, using them appropriately can enhance your effectiveness as a situational leader. Power can be divided into 2 basic classifications: position power and personal power. Position power is defined as the extent to which leaders have rewards, punishments, and sanctions they can bring to bear in reference to the followers. Position power comes from the organization. More importantly, it comes from above. Keep in mind that just because you have position power today does not necessarily mean you'll have it tomorrow. The extent to which you develop confidence and trust between yourself and the people above you in the organization can determine how much authority they're willing to delegate. Power is something you earn on a day-to-day basis. Growing winners. It is vital to emphasize the developmental responsibilities of the situational leader. It isn't enough to simply provide the appropriate amounts of guidance and support for a given level of readiness. It is also important to remember that nothing stays the same. Things either get better or they get worse. The changes that occur with people can take place in spite of the leader or because of the leader. Situational leaders are involved in and committed to planned change. They develop the readiness levels of their followers and take responsibility for making their people winners. To develop followers, managers need to be willing to take some risks and delegate some responsibility. This is particularly true when supervising individuals who have not in the past assumed much responsibility. In taking risks to provide opportunity for growth, managers have to keep the degree of risk reasonable. Solving performance problems. For one reason or another, people's performance may begin to slip. One of the most difficult challenges leaders face is working with performance problems. Situational leaders recognize that when performance slips, they need to adapt their style accordingly. They don't ignore performance problems. Even when the delegating style is appropriate, they monitor results so they're aware if changes in performance occur. Problem solving needs to be done in a timely manner. The sooner the intervention is, the better the chance of stopping the performance slippage. The longer a leader waits, the more directive the intervention will have to be. Therefore, a leader may risk a follower becoming anxious, frustrated, or resentful, even if the directive intervention is appropriate. This may lead to attempts to get out from under the leader or get the leader out. The last thing to remember is to keep disciplinary interventions private. As a guideline, it's a good idea to praise people in public and problem solve in private. Discussing problems in private tends to make it easier to get your points across and keep the other person focused on the problem solving process. The goal of constructive discipline is to make problem solving a positive, growth-oriented opportunity instead of a punitive experience. It is important to treat people where they are presently performing. Make the intervention timely. Use an appropriate emotional level. Focus on performance, not personality. Be specific. Do your homework. Keep the intervention private. Conclusion. To achieve requisite variety as a situational leader, you need 2 things: an awareness of the readiness of those you are attempting to influence, and the ability to adapt your behavior to help others help themselves. You can be a situational leader. It's your choice.